This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends at Action Movers. Today we're at MHA Nation for the grand opening of the MHA Interpretive Center. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford representing the state of North Dakota today. A few more minutes with him coming up in this segment, and we'll take some of the ceremony today and get back to more of your calls too. Action Movers, by the way, is now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. That would be their lowest advertised rate in like 20 years. Listen to this. $99 an hour gets you two men and a truck. All you have to do is mention Scott and you get that deal. So think about what you can do with that. Two men and a truck, $99 an hour, the lowest local move rate, and also the best movers in the state. Professionally trained, background checked, Action Movers. North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call 701-566-5532. Just mention Scott to take advantage of that great offer. More with Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota. Questions or comments, welcome for him. While he's here, he's going to join the ceremony, which is getting underway in a few minutes here as well. But you can call us at 800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. We were talking about education before the break, and you said something interesting. You said, I think the work on education could actually live on longer in the way of an impact, even other than all the things related to the petrochem industry and all the, you know, when you're talking about an industry that would be generated out of whole cloth in North Dakota, a space that we're not in now. It's not building tractors. It's not building loaders. It's not oil coming out of the ground. It's not all the ag innovation. You're talking about a completely new industry, yet you're saying as big a deal as that is, the education reform's even bigger. Help me understand that. How can that be?
Well, none of this industry comes here if there's no one to work and if there's no one to take the mantle and run. The innovation has to come from our people, has to come from not only industry being here, but our universities and our high schools fostering this spirit of entrepreneurship and innovation. A very good example, last night I had dinner with a greenhouse developer and from Canada, and they like to set down by a CO2 source, but it's very important that they've got a distribution source too for those vegetables because they grow so many vegetables. And it's a Netherlands model. All the equipment's made in the Netherlands, and this has been perfected in Canada now and in western part of our country. And if you think about the Netherlands being the second largest egg exporter to the United States, as small as the Netherlands is, so that it's incredible. It's all done with greenhouses. For that to happen here, he said the biggest impediment is not capital, it's not equipment, it's not a technology risk, it's people. And he said, I can't do all these greenhouses across the world, so I have to have people that are locally based, that have a fire in their belly, that they want to take this as a profession. And so then they learn how to market those vegetables, how to grow the vegetables, how to train the staff. And you're going to have to bring workers in from everywhere because this isn't the type of work that our trained workforce is up for either. So I mean, it's a really a large management issue, but it's a huge opportunity for our state to be exporting vegetables with, again, offtake of some of the CO2 stream that we have available. So
that makes sense.
Great opportunities, but you have to
fill a pipeline of people.
A pipeline of people, and so we really, the governor and I always say, what we do is we put kids in K-12, and then we say, oh, we're done. And then maybe they pick up in the higher ed system, maybe they don't. Maybe they hit Bismarck State or Williston State or Wahpeton or Spirit or Devil's Lake, and they go to 2-year school. Maybe they hit UND or NDSU or one of our regional 4-year schools, and maybe they get a degree, maybe they don't, and then the workforce, the employers are saying, hey, why aren't you bringing more people here? And I say, let's close this loop. Let's go from kids when they're young to educating them through high school, getting them interested, internships, co-op opportunities, and then what's the next level? Certificates, 2-year degrees, 4-year degrees in the industry that keeps them here. And let's be more holistic from the point when they're a young kid to the point when they're employed and working gainfully here. Let's pay more attention as employers and as industry. And so I think a lot of the bills we passed this time is going to allow that to happen. And our employers are really a lot more focused on high school kids than college grads and bringing people from Texas and from Kansas and everywhere else here now, I believe. So I think we're moving the ball and moving the needle. needle in that regard, and I really hope so, because for the future of our state with this few people, we need to grow our own and have our own innovators coming through the pipe.
And we already, coming off a pandemic, have more people looking for jobs than, I'm sorry, other way around. We could fill every job. Right now, right? We can fill every single job just with people that are on unemployment.
We have more job openings than people on unemployment again.
Today.
Again,
so
today already.
More job openings than if we took everybody on unemployment, everybody looking for a job, you have more job openings. So we already are starting with a deficit.
But there's a training deficit, so that's our point. Need to be trained better coming out of high school, out of K through 12.
And that's what you mentioned earlier with the curriculum changes, so they're getting credit in high school for some of those things. So in other words, they get to the workforce quicker, trained for what we need. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
And that's new from this session.
Yes.
All right. And how does that work? What when you say credit for, you know, they're getting credit for like an internship as a junior
high school? If you're an athlete, you shouldn't have to take FIAD class. You shouldn't have, so just things like that. The required courses, maybe there's an applied math, you could just have that figured out at your job. If you're doing welding, if you're working in a mechanic shop, if you're working in as an intern at the city offices or something. I mean, this is going to be more creativity. The curriculum's going to have to be approved at the local level, but that ability to do it is there now.
But in our education system, in K through 12, we're matching the skill sets in the curriculum for what the future requires here, whether it's a greenhouse development, whether it's, you know, petrochem.
It should have a local flavor to it. And so the flexibility has not been there. Hopefully the legislation that we've put forth this time and passed helps us get more flexible with that end in mind.
So that makes sense when you're talking about why you're most excited probably about that of everything that's happening,
because
you've got some immediate things to address, immediate potential in spaces we haven't been in before, petrochem or whatever, and the incentive to get going. But boy, oh boy, if you're sitting down last night with a developer of greenhouse developments that work all over the world, and they're saying we'll do it here, but you need more people, you got to address that immediately, right?
Exactly.
And a four-year-old, and by the way, I understand the four-year-old program, for lack of a better term, the way we'd educate four-year-olds differently, and to get them into the
wrapping into kindergarten, so they're excited to roll when they hit kindergarten, and make sure they're more than proficient by second grade.
We didn't invent that. Alabama's doing it. We're finding an innovative program that works somewhere else. Many of these things have been tried other places, right?
Yep. Governor's Office, Human Services, DPI went down and toured these facilities in Alabama, plus the legislature. Got to give a shout out to Representative Robin Weiss for championing that.
Let's see here. What else? Some of the folks wanted to talk about a couple things before we let you go and get into this program. Have you ever taken a poll on how North Dakota citizens think about flooding the state with new people? And this is a theme, if you will, that you hear sometimes when you talk about we need more people to match the needs of employers. It immediately goes to you're bringing in new people, you're flooding in new people. That's change, right?
I've never taken a poll on it, but I can tell you I probably have as much experience as anyone. Being the mayor in the Bakken when our population grew seven times, and to the point where I would tell our locals, guess what? It's one of us for 10 of everybody else, so we all have to be together on this. But it's a lot easier to grow your own and have the kids that are here sitting in high school that love living in Wofford City, that love being in North Dakota, than to try to recruit folks from across the nation. Our weather is shocking. That's the reason we only have 800,000 people here, 750,000. Weather is shocking. We're a long ways from the trade centers, from Denver, Minneapolis, from Seattle. It's not for everyone. But for those of us that are here, we should do the best to grow our own.
That's a big part of the equation. I would also say the opportunities are going to sort of take care of that, right?
Yes.
If there are opportunities available and somebody's sitting in Denver, they might have a connection to somebody they know in North Dakota. They might not. You saw that during
If they want this lifestyle, they stay. If they find it as a family-friendly, their spouse likes it here, their kids like it here, they'll stay. Otherwise, if they don't, they're just here working. They lived in the man camp, and then they can't wait to go back home. And people that telecommute and go back home to Denver and Houston, they might not like the lifestyle we have here. But if they like the lifestyle, we need to have the opportunities for them.
You know, another point on that that I think bears some consideration. If we just said everybody that has a connection in North Dakota, maybe they grew up here, maybe they have the family here all across the USA, I wouldn't be quote-unquote new people. That'd be people with a connection. But you're a prime example of that, Brent. You left Wofford City.
I was in Phoenix. I was in Denver. I'm very glad to be back.
Yeah, right. So how many of those folks are here?
We imported a lot of people. We imported most of my family members. You think of large families from McKenzie County from during the 1930s that exported 10 out of 12 kids to the West Coast. I mean, you think about all the expatriates from North Dakota. There's a lot of people out there with North Dakota roots. No matter where you go, and you wear a UND or NDSU sweatshirt, someone will come up to you and say, hey, my grandparents are from North Dakota. I mean, we have exported kids, and that has been one of our main exports for the last 80 years. It's time to stop.
Another texture says, this goes back to the carbon debate, I guess, if you leave the CO2 in the air, all the plants and agriculture and native forest plants grow better and remove the carbon from the air, and it doesn't cost anything. Collecting it and pumping it into greenhouses is completely unnecessary and costly. What would you say to that?
Well, the CO2, they do it. The quote last night was all the commercial greenhouses do this because it increases yield 25% to 30%, and they don't do it if it doesn't pay off. They wouldn't add the cost if it didn't pay off in the end with revenue. So it's their own decision. But I also say we better be careful and not use all the CO2. Like we don't have any acid rain anymore, so we have to put the chemical back on our crops. So the way we are, if we're too thirsty for CO2, could we actually have a shortage? I don't know. But I mean that's the way the rhetoric is moving now. Is CO2 is bad? Push it underground.
Fascinating conversation. Appreciate the time, Brent. Thanks for the time. You bet. We're going to let him get off to the ceremony underway at the MHA Interpretive Center, Newtown, North Dakota. More after this in your calls. Well,
this is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Yeah.
What's on Your Mind? Back in Newtown, North Dakota, MHA Interpretive Center. The ceremony just getting underway here. We have some time to find out what's on your mind. We'll pick up also some of the ceremony here once they get actually starting. And so we're good to go. Yep. I got the feed now. Yep. Thank you very much. The good folks from KMHA here making sure we've got a feed, and I believe we do. So we're just ready to hear from Chairman Mark Fox and some of the folks here at the MHA Interpretive Center. In the meantime, give me a call. Anything you want to talk about. I have a fascinating conversation with the Lieutenant Governor, I think, about the sort of the, I call it legacy, and it gets confused sometimes with the legacy fund, but certainly the legacy fund was a prime example of, you know, thinking for the future, right? Taking that precious resource of the oil and gas revenue and saying, okay, we don't know how long this is going to be here, but let's build for the future. Let's make sure we build for the future. That's very, very important. Well, the legacy, if you will, of a two-year, 80-day, every other year, rather, 80-day legislative session is going to live on for decades. And you tend to kind of get into the weeds, for lack of a better term, of, you know, okay, this bill or that bill or, you know, mask mandates or emergency powers or whatever, and you lose sight of the things that are going to live on for a long, long time. And I think Brent did a nice job of walking us through many of those on the energy space, on the ag innovation space, as well as education. And I have to tell you, I don't think we spent 5 minutes talking about some of these education bills. You know, a couple of things. I remember Kirsten Baszler putting forward some things on, you know, getting more purposeful about the curriculum related to our history and the founding fathers and the patriotism space. But boy, oh boy, you talk about the career and tech side, you talk about curriculum in high schools, about, as he called it, building our own, that should get us all excited. It does me, and it was fun to hear even down to the four-year-olds, you know, and modeling a program that came from Alabama to say, how do you get four-year-olds into the, you know, the kindergarten classroom sooner than we do now? I guess things we don't think about when we talk about innovation and we talk about better utilizing some of our resources here that will build whole industries. You need to think about that because we need those people. So fascinating stuff. It was for me. I hope it was for you as well. Comments, questions, welcome by text, 701-367-2054. Todd's at 701-226-8503. And super producer Chris at 701-352-8661. Those are available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or call us on the show today at 701-258-0550. So let's talk a little bit about a new show on Newsmax. And I just see Newsmax made an announcement today that they are now on iHeartMedia. So the audio from Newsmax, if you're you know, you have the iHeartMedia app, one of your options is now Newsmax. So when you're checking out podcasts on iHeartMedia, you're checking out this show and our archives on Newsmax, that's another option for you. So just remember that. That's a great thing. Big news today out of Newsmax. And you know what President Trump said about Newsmax? He was talking about the big news networks, and he said, quote, Newsmax has been really good, end quote. I agree with President Trump there. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax regularly. I'm one of those. That's big numbers, folks. And on Newsmax, you'll find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Sean Spicer, Lindsey Keith. And now, tonight, tune in 8 p.m. Central in prime time for Newsmax's newest show. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino, and it is terrific. Steve is terrific. He tells it like it is. A major player in the Trump world, worked for President Trump as part of his campaign, and so you're going to like the guy. Trust me on this. And you're going to find Newsmax on all major cable systems, Dish, DirecTV, AT&T, and more. And you also should know that Mitko here in the Dakotas will not carry Newsmax. Mitko's got like 11 liberal news channels, not Newsmax. We're trying to change that because if you're a Mitko customer and you call them and you let them know, look, I could switch, as other people have, or you could just put Newsmax on Mitko, things will change. You can also download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel right there. Newsmax, it's news you can trust. How about that? News you can trust. All right. We're at the MHA Nation Interpretive Center. They're about ready to unveil this to the MHA Nation. They And by the way, all of us as North Dakotans, to be able to come here and see this and learn a little bit about the history of the Mandan, Haidatsu, and Arikara people. Let me just dip in and see what's happening up there on the stage here right now.
Particularly the drum group for the rendering the songs today.
This is Mark Fox, the chairman of the MHA Nation.
As well, our renowned singers, best singers in the world. And also, of course, I want to acknowledge the veterans. Acknowledge the veterans that are both here today as part of the ceremony, as part of our celebration, doing the things that we always call on them to do. Very awesome. Before I move on to comments a little bit more about that, I want all our veterans to please, can you please stand up? All veterans, please stand up.
And that is a sizable,
all those that serve.
Sizable number.
Give them a nice round of applause.
Please. Yeah.
These are our veterans. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Here at Fort Berthold, though, we're very proud. We're very proud, as you see, the ceremonies, everything that we do, whether it's at a funeral for a veteran or any of the ceremonies that we have, our celebrations, our summer celebrations and everything else, our military, our veterans are always put first to be at the lead of everything that we do. And there's a reason for that, because nowhere on this earth do they honor and revere our veterans and those who have sacrificed their time, and in honor of those who sacrificed the ultimate sacrifice of their lives. Nowhere else in the world do they honor and celebrate that more than here at Fort Berthold. It's a very big part of our tradition, going back to our warrior societies and the type of prowess that we had on the upper plains, the Great Plains. And so we still carry on that tradition today. So very proud. I always think about things like back in the 70s, and people came back from Vietnam. In America, it was looked down upon, or spit upon, and degraded and derogatory. But none of that happened here. Every one of our people who served in any conflict, in any battle, were honored as they should be honored. And we continue to do that today. And I thank you again, being a United States Marine myself, I thank you again for being here. There's just so many people that are here. And, you know, I want to thank you for being here. Not only our astounding and our renowned elders and staff members and people that work for Three Affiliate Tribes, all the elders that are here honoring us with their knowledge and their presence today. But we also have other special guests here. You know, we have, of course, as previously announced, we have state representatives. Lieutenant Governor is here himself, and we're going to have him say a few words. We also have, as I said, members of the state legislature here. We have federal agencies represented here as well. BIA, BLM, we're very thankful for them being here as well. We have other people that are doing radio broadcasts. Mr. Scott Hennen is there, and live broadcast as well, or soon to be live broadcast, and as well. And of course, we have a lot of our oil industry partners here.
Mark Fox, chairman of MHA Nation at the Interpretive Center opening today.
There's hot tubs and there's hot spring spas. They're the same thing, but they're not. Vince, hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell me what's different about hot springs.
The absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. And those are really the three things that determine whether you use your hot tub a lot or not at all. And we want you to use it because we know when you do, you're better.
Hot spring spa is hassle-free. That's what I'd say about it. I have one, you should too. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Online at Hot Spring Spas. And pool tables too.
For years, Pecklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Illegal immigrant Christian Rivera is charged with first-degree murder in the death of college student Molly Tibbetts, who disappeared during a jog in 2018 from Brooklyn, Iowa. Jury selection is now underway. The trial had been delayed due to COVID-19 pandemic and was moved to a different county at the request of defense attorneys. Israeli airstrikes killed at least 6 people across the Gaza Strip and destroyed a home early Wednesday. The military said it widened its strikes on militant targets in the Palestinian territory to hinder continuing rocket fire from the terrorist organization Hamas, aimed at Israeli civilians. The California Highway Patrol is reporting authorities are seeing a rise in BB gun shootings on Southern California freeways. More than 24 incidents involving shattered windows on freeways have occurred in Orange, Riverside, and South Los Angeles counties during the past several weeks. CHP Border Division Assistant Chief Donald Goodbrand said Tuesday they're on the lookout. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Once in line, live from the MHA Interpretive Center, grand opening today. Big day. They've been working on this for, I'm trying to remember the exact day. So we talked to Delphine, who is the director here on our last trip, and I want to say 06, 07, 08, and real purposeful kind of conversations about what it would be. It's a $42 million facility that tells the story of the Manda and Hidatsa Arikara tribes, and it is fascinating. Done very, very well. There's just a lot of little details and things that that really I think for anybody to better know the history and North Dakota history, history long before our ancestors were here. There were, you know, the first farmers of the MHA nations, then Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara tribes that all come together in the story here right along the Sakakawea River. So it's something to see for sure. Mark Fox, the chairman of the MHA Nation, talking out of the group a little bit about the big day and what is happening here. We're brought to you on the program today by our friends at Gateway Building System. They've been at this 60-plus years. Great service, 3 locations, like 5-star service is what you get from Gateway Building Systems. They have a hard-earned reputation as a design-build contractor that has the experience, the quality, the reliability, the safety above all, and they take you further, whether it's commercial and farm, grain equipment, storage, commercial buildings. What you have in the way of needs, they can meet. The number one Brock Bin dealer in the United States, locally owned, turnkey convenience, factory direct product, all the design, all the in-house construction. Gateway Building Systems provides you with the Brock, solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, lags, towers, conveyors. They do it all. West Fargo, Fergus Falls, or Jamestown locations. Find out more at gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com, or call them at 800-747-4499. And they wanted to tell me, they wanted me rather, to tell you that they have grain bin storage in stock right now and seasonal discounts as well. Before I check back in with the program here today to learn about this big day on the MHA Nation, Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, has been waiting for a while. Ryan, I got to tell you, I got a text yesterday from someone that said, I don't know what kind of award you give out for loyal callers, but in addition to calling your program on What's on Your Mind, Ryan has managed to talk to everybody that we're right now in the way of a little trial
on our stations, AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 The Flag, which are part of the What's On Your Mind network, along with KLTC and 550 K-Fire. We have had a fellow by the name of, three fellows by the name of Marley Van Camp and Robbins. We've had Charlie Kirk. We've had Jimmy Fallon. From Fox Nation. This week is Dennis Prager, Chris Berg, A Point of View last week. And they tell me, Ryan, that you have gotten into every single one of those. Is that right? Every single one of those shows? You've managed to get in national programs talking about what's happening here in the Heartland. Do I have that information correct?
Actually, Scott, I was not. I did not call into Markley, Van Camp, Robbins. And I called into Charlie Kirk, but I did not get on the air. I was privileged to talk to Jimmy Fallon twice in the week that he was being carried on the flag, and I spoke with Dennis Prager yesterday.
Pretty cool. We love it when North Dakota callers end up on some of these national programs and get some good old-fashioned North Dakota common sense out to the rest of the country. So thank you for that. We appreciate that very much. You didn't call about that, but I wanted to give you a shout-out for that. What did you call about today? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm kind of concerned about this whole police reform business, Scott, and kind of wanted to gently disagree with you about a couple of things. I don't know if you were made aware of the Karen Garner incident that happened last year up in Loveland, Colorado.
No, I don't. I don't remember much of the details at all. What was the case? What was the name behind that?
Karen Garner, 73-year-old woman who got roughed up by the Loveland police after leaving a Walmart with about $14 worth of stuff that she had paid for. But the kicker was she had dementia and sensory aphasia, difficulty communicating, memory issues. And what bothered me particularly about that is not only did they break her arm and dislocate her shoulder, arresting her, but then they left her without medical treatment in a cell for 5, 6.5 hours, depending on your source, before they called an ambulance. And in the booking room, there is security camera footage that showed them laughing as they watched at the body cam footage.
Yeah, what you're telling me, Ryan, what you're telling me, the story you're telling, is sickens me to the core. There's no defending that. There's no possible way I could learn more to say, well, this is why it happened or whatever. It's pathetic. It's awful. But I think it also describes 0.0001% of the interactions that happened between police and suspects, not the 99.999%. So
if I may, Scott, just a couple things I want to mention. First of all, 1% is all it takes as a pretext for disarming cops, for federalizing municipal law enforcement, none of which I am in favor of. Okay?
Right.
Let's just get out of the way. I am not in the BLM camp when it comes to police reform. But secondly, when this kind of thing is allowed to happen, and you take into account the cops that see this and say nothing. This happened last year in June, Scott, and the only reason that I was made aware of it a month ago was because Karen's family filed a lawsuit back in late March. If not for that, I wouldn't know. You probably wouldn't know. Who would know? Good cops that let that kind of thing happen, that turn their head, I question that they are really good cops.
Yeah, I mean, we're on the same page there. I think I talked a little bit about this yesterday. But one of the things that needs to be reformed, in my mind, that is legitimate, is when say, all the people involved in this case, as an example, the Karen Garner case, did they have records? Did they do this other times when they're laughing at that happened? Why haven't they been fired? More often than not, it's because they have protection from the police union. And collective bargaining agreements say, you know what, you can't touch the cops. Just sort of like you can't touch some woke professor who's poisoning the mind of our children in the name of tenure. That's bad. And I don't doubt for one minute what you're saying is true, that bad actors lead to other things. Now, Black Lives Matter isn't interested in better policing. They are interested in disarming police and defunding police, and they think somehow a better Minneapolis would come from that, a better St. Paul, a better Loveland, Colorado. That's crazy. And you are right that bad actors allow that conversation to happen. But what sickens me to the core is how now when you see a law enforcement officer, you think of Derek Chauvin. Okay, who didn't make every decision correctly there, and honestly, given the lack of simple listening skills and the horrific condition that George Floyd was in by the time he even encountered law enforcement, ingesting fentanyl that would have killed 9 out of 10 people, but obviously his tolerance was pretty high, ended up ending very poorly. And I would also argue, I think any law enforcement officer that follows the letter of the law looks at that and says, dude, you could have done that better. And now what have we been dragged through? It's used by people who want a very different law enforcement apparatus in the United States to say, see, but I don't want to succumb to the 0.001% of the Karen Garner cases. I want them to be dealt with effectively. I want us to weed out bad actors. I want us to recognize when police unions enable that kind of behavior, not say that means Fargo and West Fargo need reform, when really they need reform, like, you know, maybe I need reform as a talk show host to say, well, I should take one more call today, or the topic should be a little more of this or a little more of that. That's not really reform. That's just doing what you do better and smarter. I don't think it means police. I think what it means is we ought to recognize what we have from law enforcement and support them more every single day, and also give police leadership and cities and the taxpayer-funded entities that pay for these people the ability to say, you know what, you need to go. We've seen enough from you that you need to go. You need to, and guess what? We do that in North Dakota because we're a right-to-work state. So there is a way to do it. Does that make sense, Ryan? I think we're both saying the same thing. Be careful when there's bad actors. Get rid of the bad actors. Recognize the bad actors. I just hope you'll see my point that that's such a small fraction of police interactions, and yet they get the vast majority of the TV time on cable news channels, and they're used over and over and over again by media to suggest cops bad, criminal good. That's what ticks me off.
Cops on the one hand, but I don't want to demonize them either. Our men and women in blue are just that. They're human beings. They're prone to mistakes. And we need to, I do agree with you. We need to deal with that on a case-by-case basis. It's sad and unfortunate, though, that there are activists out there that are looking for any opportunity they can. So I would just caution all police chiefs everywhere, if you're worried about federalization of law enforcement and looking bad in the media, deal with it as close to home as you can and be as close to Lily White as you can get.
Of course. Absolutely right. Couldn't agree with you any more there. Really couldn't. Let's pick up some more of the ceremony today at the grand opening of the MHA Interpretive Center.
Welcome, everybody, and good morning to our MHA Interpretive Center grand opening. And I just for a moment ask that you just take a look that way and see the beautiful shores and the home of the MHA Nation.
This is Dr. Monica Mayer, councilwoman for the Newtown District of MHA Nation.
Stunning as well. As stunning as our view that we have. It's too hard to thank everybody who was involved in on this, but I want to give a special note to my sister Delphine, whom I grew up with, and she took a bite and she never let go, and she stuck with it. No matter what the dip was, she kept going and going. She's like that little bunny rabbit on that energy. She just kept going and going and going. And, but just think of what we can do when we all work together. We do these things, and we are grateful, nation, for the oil resource that we have to do these things. But most importantly to me is that we honor our ancestors by doing this. We can never, ever let go of the past. The past is our future. We learn from it. We teach our young. We teach our adults.
Well said. Well said. Dr. Monica Mayer. More from Newtown after this.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
Let me tell you about a month-long of May savings at PetroServe USA, and also whether it's Marathon, Senex, or PetroServe USA branded fuel, best deal at the pump ever. Plus, come on inside for giant sunflower seeds $1.39, firewood for $4.99, t-shirts $3 for $9.99. No kidding. Nestle water packs 28-pack $3.99, liquid ice 2 for $3, and have a sweet tooth like me, Kit Kat, or Reese's Lovers, 79 cents. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, family owned and operated for nearly 25 years. Right in Mandan, 3812 Memorial Highway. They offer an answer to all your automotive needs, whether it's new vehicles, pre-owned vehicles, service parts, accessories, collision repair. The mission at Schwann Buick GMC is to prove to you that you can count on them. Convenience, quality service, peace of mind from sales and service, parts and accessories, as well as the paint and collision center. All online at SchwannBuickGMC.com, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, or give them a call. Any questions, 701-214-7808. 6372. Never any pressure at Schwann Buick GMC.
John Phelan's going to join us in a moment, economist at the Center of the American Experiment, talk about the Minnesota state budget. And also a little bit on the bad job numbers from April and the Minnesota impact on that. The Center of the American Experiment is doing good work in the conservative space in the heartland of America here. Obviously, a lot of what they do is focus on Minnesota and trying to get some conservative common sense down there. But obviously, the work they do is on behalf of conservative principles. So it's a good thing. You let me know when John's ready to go. Daniel, we're brought to you in part today also by our friends at ABM. That's Advanced Business Methods. They're in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. I'm in Newtown today on the shores of Lake Sakakawea, so I didn't bring my printer. But I print out a lot of stuff because I just like to have the actual paper. You know? I'm a dinosaur. I did last night at the Little Missouri Inn and Suites. They stayed there and down in their business center and printing things at 11:45 last night to be ready for the show because I want to hold it. You know, it's just and they helped me do that. Printers today are like high-end computers. I mean, they got the data, the analytics. You can track the usage. They're also a way for bad actors to get to your server, through your server, to, you know, and they use your printer to do that. And that's what Advanced Business Methods does better than anything. They know the security risks. They set up the encryption and the firewalls, and they keep the outside world out. 50th anniversary coming up. Go online to find out more at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. Find sponsor of What's on Your Mind. John Phelan is here. He's an economist at the Center of the American Experiment. Give me a perspective, John, on this Minnesota state budget. I know they came to an agreement. $53 billion. Boy, way to go. Republicans, Democrats, let's spend $53 billion. What does it buy us, John? Are they wasting money more than we can even comprehend in Minnesota? What's your overview of this budget?
Well, the deal that's been struck is kind of vague at the moment. They've left an awful lot for subsequent discussion. Some of the more kind of salient points of it are that they do exempt PPP loans from taxation. I think that's a good thing. They also exempt unemployment payments up to a particular amount, $10,200, from taxation. That, again, is kind of a good thing. And also, perhaps, you know, more importantly, they have blocked the plan to hike the top rate of state income tax in Minnesota, which was already one of the highest in the country, to an amount that was even higher. I think that this is policy that was framed sometime last year when it looked like state budgets were going to be eviscerated by COVID-19 and the fallout. And that's just not happened for various reasons. But when everyone's looking at a budget deficit for this coming biennium, you know, Republicans and were thinking about spending cuts, Democrats were thinking about tax hikes. And so I think that's really where this policy comes from. And it kind of blindsided everybody, certainly blindsided me, that revenues held up quite as well as they did. And that's kind of pulled the rug out from under everybody. Because it does mean that there isn't really a compelling case for tax hikes. There isn't any case for tax hikes, in fact. I'm generally against them anyway, given the fact that Minnesota's a high-tax state. But it makes absolutely no sense to be trying to hike these taxes when you have a budget surplus forecast, and you know, particularly when you're one of the most highly taxed states in America anyway.
But this is the product of the Minnesota, and especially the Democratic governance there. They have an insatiable appetite for our tax dollars to be higher and to spend the money, right? They need that, even with all the federal dollars flooding in. They need that because they've got woke ways to spend it, right? And this is about an appetite for spending that knows no end.
Yeah, this is the thing. You know, people say that. For example, Minnesota state government is already spending in per capita inflation adjusted terms more money than it has ever spent before, and it's up, you know, by something like 30% in 10 years. So the idea that, you know, the state government is starved for cash is just not true. You know, income has gone up massively, you know, like I say, in inflation adjusted per capita terms. So if the state government really is finding it hard to keep, you know, the bare essentials going, then there's a massive problem of waste and misallocation of funds somewhere. And that should be dealt with rather than trying to dip your hand ever deeper into the citizens' pocket.
Absolutely.
They should be looking at that.
Only have about a minute left. I want to ask you about what you thought of the job numbers from April. And also, North Dakota's recently opted out of the extra federal goodies, 300 extra a week, extensions of 53 weeks on unemployment benefits. And we still have a horrific situation where we have more job openings than even people on unemployment or looking for work. Is that disruption happening in Minnesota?
It is, yeah, and it's kind of happening broadly across the country, and that's really what the April job numbers show. In Minnesota, for example, if you add the employment, the unemployment enhancement to the average kind of weekly unemployment figure, and then divide that by 40 for a 40-hour week, you get the equivalent of $26 an hour. Which is, I mean, that's effectively what employers have got to compete with for kind of low-skilled work. It's just not worth it. And so, you know, it's obvious, really, that and there is research that shows this, that if you pay people to stay home, they will stay home. Now, this is not the only factor that's constraining labor supply. There are issues with schools still being closed, child care.
I want to pick up on this topic on another edition of What's on Your Mind when we have more time. I want to thank you, John Phelan, for the work you do. AmericanExperiment.org. Don't forget Petros.
There's no terrain too tough for hyper turf equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines, turf backs to clear the yard and eliminate dust, landscape equipment to handle tough debris, and verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with hyper turf equipment, available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanson strong.
Right here, right now. Is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.